Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. It's that hour of the evening. It's that hour of the evening where we are discussing matters of economic importance, matters of governance, and also matters of policy development. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Welcome to Lecture Hall 1 with me, David Shombe. And to our dear listeners, for those of you who are coming at the radio for the first time, or for those of you who are listening to this program for the first time, Business and Economic Segment is a platform where we discuss business matters. It's a platform where we look at economic policies. It's a platform where we look at, entrepreneurship. And it's also the platform where we analyze policies, from fiscal policies. We look at governance. We look at, domestic policies. And also, we look at international policies, particularly those ones which are affecting our developmental agenda. We also analyze legal matters. And most importantly, we look at the actors in the Namibian economy and the drivers of the Namibian economy. And what is very interesting is also that we touch at factors which affect Namibian economy, and also factors which are, affect the way we do things. We look at the issues of bread and butter. And we also, at the center of economic development, we also look at the aspect of leadership. We look at the aspect of leadership. We analyze leadership characters. And we also look at the contribution of various leaders, either economic leaders, political leaders, to the Namibian development. And like I'm already saying, after deep conversation that we bring about, after a very deep conversation that we bring about, we always open the line for our dear listeners to make sure that they give their contribution, because you are always welcome to give your contribution at this program after we engage in that deep conversation or unpack the topic for today. Then we can give you an opportunity to come and air your view. You can ask your question. You can give your contribution. And you can also come up with constructive criticism. And you can also come up with constructive criticism, because we are not in the society where we have to agree on everything. However, if there are some things that you think they are not well articulated, or there are some things that you think, although they are well articulated, they need fresh or addition in terms of content, you can bring up your debate. We look at how we analyze that debate, and we also look at what can we learn from that debate, because the fundamental aim of debating, particularly in our current situation where we are in a developing world, we don't need to debate to win debates. We debate to come up with solutions, and we debate to unlock the thinking of individuals, so that one day we will be able, to come up with solutions that are relevant to our economic development, solutions which are going to contribute to infrastructure development, and most importantly also to human development. And just before we start with the conversation for today, it's always very important to make sure that you are up to date with economic news, you are up to date with matters of bread and butter, and you are also up to date with, current affairs, opportunities, entrepreneurship, and all the things which are around the economy. But how can you do that? Maybe you ask yourself, how can I be up to date? How can I be a responsible citizen with good economic insight? You can only do that if you follow us on Facebook, you follow us on Twitter, you follow us on Instagram, and you follow us also on LinkedIn, Eagle FM Namibia. Then you like our page, share our page, so that even your followers will follow you. Then they will follow us, so that they will be also up to date with their economic news. And the other thing also, apart from you following us on all our social media platform, make sure also that you download our app. That is Eagle FM Namibia. If you are in a situation where you are not able to use your radio, or the radio that you use, some of you use radio from your car, some of you use this physical radio, or maybe radio from your place of living, your room, and your friends, and where you are finding yourself. However, there is a world of advancement where you only need your phone. Go to Play Store, go to the app that you download with when you have an iPhone, then you can download Eagle FM application, so that you can be able to listen to current economic news. You can also be able to listen to previous podcasts, and you'll be up to date. And also, we have our Villager newspaper, the Villager newspaper, that is of course our e-paper, which is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Then you'll be up to date with your economic news. And lastly, our Imba app. Download the Imba app. Imba app is a combination of hymn songs from Shiwambo, English, Afrikaans, and all other local languages. We are going to a commercial break. Then we can come with the conversation for today. Stay tuned.
Choose driving sober over driving intoxicated. Choose to obey speed limits over speeding. Choose to use pedestrian crossings over crossing just anyway. And choose to replace worn-out tires over pinching pennies. Choose to do the right thing on our roads and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Tulisa mardimbo goge pampepo. Zegura sumbango dias ep. Eziza singo hona malisinta kano gupanare taninaga kumape. Moktunda konkedi zoksimba no buke do marsumo kumaoko. Uza konkedi zompe zoktura marsumo musumbango dias ep pampepo. Guana sumbango sospe sa imba ep. Zuva inyami mokaram tetin sume kusumbango isi. Guana karuhan pepo kumarsumo pa internet meke yoge ruganesa cellphone ding kenyi kara ono pukuru kasi sumbangu sospe aso waswa pukura sa imba ep aso kuret sapo martimbo konon sumo dokuri siga siga dongereka pamwetu moktura kumo isrongo no kwa ne sambudu zongwa dias gospel martimbo gamwe no vura kura kena musumbangu si kuna karanye the elsin eangano the osherero kumayimbiliro the catholic simaneka karunga the Afrikaans sing Froda here and many more. Zeni munahara kutulisa marsumo geni musumbangu sa imba ep pampepo tukwanini nye ko 081-2358-063 ndi ko email digital@omalaid.com.
Siwanasha Namibia kamberera omakarunga koe pamwe na imba inokara uri kwanima yesiga endera pamwe nethimbo muyuni wa technology imonena eimbiro joye mwene kongodhi yoye yopeke pamwe na imba. Imba oteta pamwe oshigwana nokwaandjakaneka oondjimbo moshigwana ashihe shaNamibia. Moka epaka imba otamu adhika ehwata lyoondjimbo dhoongeleka dha yooloka ngaashi ehangano lya Elsin, omaimburiro lyoshiherero, simaneka karunga lya katolika karoma, lyoshimburu Sang Fortier noongeleka dhimwe. Tudengela nena ngele owa pumbwa omaimbiro gongeleka yoye ga kale ga gwedhwa ko koka epa ka imbako 081-2358-063 nenge ututumine o email ko digital@omalaiti.com. Oto vulu ku adha oka epa ka imbako App Store noko Google Play Store. Imonena imba goye nena.
Owuli omunangeshefa nowahala okushivitha omayakulo yoye okupitila mohorike radio station yoye yo Eagle FM enyamukulo olongaha ninge kwatafano na Monica koshikondo shoipindi konora 081-7147116 that is 081-7147116 mombelewa konora 83-83-03 nenge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Estabeleça seus preconceitos de tecnologia. Explore.
Yes, dear listeners, welcome back to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. You are listening to Lecture Hall 1. You are listening to Lecture Hall 1, and like what I've said to our dear listeners, after every conversation that we are going to bring about, we are always going to make sure that we open our line so that we'll be able now to make sure that, you know, we encourage those conversation, and we also look at the contribution. We look at the contribution of individuals to, you know, to the conversation that we are going to bring about. And at this point in time, our conversation for today is going to be based on leadership. It's going to be based on political leadership, and also it's going to be based on what Namibians can learn, particularly from the leadership of our president, Dr. Nangolo Mbumba, What can Namibian people learn from the lesson? What can Namibian people learn from the leadership of Dr. Nangolo Mbumba? Because in history of men, there are those individuals who stand at the center of history. And there are also those individuals who you never think they will stand at the helm of power. And there are also those individuals who know when to behave, and also there are places in the leadership ecosystem, and their contribution also to their countries. And when you look at Namibian history is filled with a lot of historical giants, political giants, business individuals, and also individual civilians who contributed to the history of Namibia, either economic history, political history, history of diplomacy, and many other history. However, after 34 years, Namibia stood at a very critical juncture. Namibia stood at a very critical juncture, and when you look at when you put the situation which Namibia was with other countries turned into, you know, into chaos. Other countries turned into stateless, and other countries also, you know, never recover from situations like that. Because today we are going to unpack the qualities of leadership, the role that, you know, the outgoing president of Namibia, Nangolo Mbumba, or Dr. Nangolo Mbumba, did. What lesson can we learn from his role that he played in the Namibian history? And also, what are key lessons that individuals can learn? Because in terms of leadership, it's not only about political leadership, it's also about the quality of, you know, driving the agenda, or the quality of leading individuals to achieve the common, you know, the common goal of that institution or the common goal of that state. We are going to look at, leadership qualities. We are also going to make a little bit of a comparative analysis with also other leaders in Africa in general, who also assume offices of presidents almost in the same way, and how they handle that situation, and also some of the things that Namibian we need to be proud of, because at the end of the day there are things that somebody need to be praised for doing, and there are also things that somebody need to be criticized for doing, because that is the nature of life. You can't just be doing all the right things, but there are also those individuals who did great things, and also those individuals who, you know, contributed really to the history of the country, and need to be remembered for what they did. And yeah, firstly, we look at the philosophy of leadership. We look at the philosophy of leadership. The simple definition of leadership. The simple definition of leadership is the ability to encourage. It's ability to lead. It's also ability to motivate different individuals of different characters, and also individuals of, you know, different personalities, in order for them to achieve the common goal. And in any situation in life, there is always those individuals who stand among the best, and there's always individual who stood at the history of time, and also who did gave their contribution to the history of that time. Let us look at our outgoing president, Nangolo Mbumba. Let us look at how he came to power, what qualities he has, and what are some of the characters. Because when I look at different analysts, they describe him, his presidency, as laid back demeanor, or maybe relaxed and unbothered. Maybe some people they say nonchalant, or whatever the way they say. He was seen as a relaxed president, and he was also seen as very calm and able to manage also conflict. He has a very good quality of conflict management. And he managed to pull Namibia through during the losing of the third president of Namibia, and also the first or founding president of Namibia. And he's when you look at this situation thing, these are some of the people that he worked with for a very long time, and is something. There are things that we must learn, or there are things, very important things that we must learn from that. Just before we go there, let us look at very briefly what history is telling us. Born in 1941, and with only the aim of becoming a school principal. Born in 1941 in Orukonda, Oshkoto region. He ended up studying, at United States of America. Studied at United States of America, and what's very interesting is that he studied science. He has a Bachelor of Science, and also has a Master's in Biology. He's a scientist. And that is something that you need to look at. He's a scientist by academics. And from there, he became a teacher. He became an educator from New York until in exile. And you regard this person as an academic. However, he did not really have a bigger or influential position until 1985, when he became a deputy secretary for education and culture for SWAPO. Then after independence, after 1990, he was the first secretary to cabinet, and the main role that he played, for those of you who study Namibian diplomacy, you'll be able to realize that when Namibia got independence, Walvis Bay was not part of Namibia, was still part of South Africa. But history is telling us that one of the key two men among the group of negotiators, he was the head of negotiation team with the Retail Ben Gurirab, and they managed to negotiate well how to get to Namibia back. I mean, how to get Walvis Bay back to Namibia. And this is telling you about his diplomatic skills, because in diplomacy, you must be able to negotiate, which is actually a character which is learned through a very difficult situation. You must be able to stand through the test of time. You must be able to deal with people that, they don't like you, or people that underestimate you. But at the end of the day, you negotiate for the greater good of your country. Then fast forward. There is also a part in Namibian history where Dr. Nangolbumba was very active in politics. He reached the highest political office in terms of party politics. He was the Secretary General in 2012, elected as Secretary General, happened to defeat Utoni Nyoma. And he was very, at that time, he was very, very, very active, a bit controversial, but very bold. However, after 2018, when he was appointed as, a Vice President of the country, we end up now realizing that he became very quiet. He became very quiet, and a lot of people did not even see him. And a lot of people, they were questioning, where is this man? What is his role? Let us abolish the position of vice presidency and all those things. But let me tell you, in history of African politics, if you just do your study very well, a vice president position is a very critical position, because other individuals, in terms of politics, they look at you as a threat, because you are very, very close to the throne. And also, if you don't behave very well, even somebody who is at top will start questioning you. However, maybe through this process, maybe through this historical process, maybe this is where Dr. Mbumba learned this strategy to say, let me be very calm, let me be very quiet, and also let me do my job with a bit of quietness. Because if I have to tell you the history of South Africa, a little bit about vice presidency, after every end of the term of presidency, there is no good relationship between the president and the vice president. And Namibia did not have really something like that. Did not really have vice president, but we were also able to see the difference in terms of thinking between our first president and first prime minister. Let's go and look at this. Ladies and gentlemen, dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment. Today we are discussing and also looking at leadership lesson that one can learn from our outgoing president, Dr. Nangolo Mbumba. Let's go to a commercial break.
How do we brew the perfect Heineken? At Heineken, we use our five-star brewing process to ensure a unique, balanced taste for that refreshing first Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Omutiha utekirwa kaguna ii matina omjo. Chikao shafasana nana longeshifa ya eshiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao ota ingongoti samwene. Anangeshifa ya Namibia ombito ombwa na wa oronjika. Zeitha nina omayaguro ni randitoma yoe yongeshifa yoe okupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uu kakombanga nina. Kara omkwashi paregi uimwepo yomo programa detu. Moambo dengira selma onara heta tuimwe. Datundatu heari hamano tano o niyaji. Eagle FM, the eye.
Dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. We are looking at leadership lesson that Namibians can learn from our outgoing president, Dr. Nangolo Mbumba. We're just looking a bit on history. We're also going to look at characters, qualities, and main important thing, leadership lesson that we can look at. Because our saying, compared to the vice presidency of Dr. Nangolo Mbumba, if you look at the history of South Africa, you'll be able to realize that during the presidency of Thabo Mbeki, when President Zuma was the vice president, he was fired as a vice president. And there were a lot of controversy to the point that they fought at the Congress. Then he became a president against the sitting president, and all those things happen. And also, when you go deep in South African history, you also be able to realize that the deputy presidency, Cyril Ramaphosa, and also Zuma, they were not really in good terms. Because of there is always that fear of somebody taking a throne, and there is always that fear of somebody not being on the good side. That's why I'm saying the position of a vice presidency in Africa was it's a very critical position. But something that you need to understand from the perspective of President Nangolo Mbumba, to me, I think he was very careful, and he understood politics very well, and also he understood when to do what, where, and how. And that is the nature of political leadership. Apart from you serving the people, you must also understand people around you, because it's a very competitive environment, and you need to be very careful to survive. And when you look at the person of vice president, when you look at Zimbabwe, almost the same thing. Mnangagwa and Mugabe, almost the same thing. When you look at Kenya, almost the same thing. Deputy president and the president. Ruto and Uhuru Kenyatta, almost the same thing. They don't really finish their term. But in this context, I think one thing that we can learn from this is that a leader must know what is his role and what is not his role. If you employ me to work in the kitchen, I must know that my role ends in the kitchen and wash dishes. If you employ me to be a guard, my role is to be a guard and watch the premises or protect somebody. Know your role. I can't be a guard in chief if there's already a guard in chief. And that is one thing about leadership. And the other thing that we can learn is the ability to be tough. Because there are tough men who speak to say, I'm very tough. Some even end up to say, no, I have balls. I'm a very tough person. I can do A, B, C, and D, and nobody can touch me. But a tough person is seen in few things. During a very difficult time, during a really very difficult time, that is where you are able to see a tough leader. During a very difficult time. And also, you are able also to see a leader during the time of having, during the time of having ability to have more power, or the ability to do things but unable to do them because of the character. Because in the morning of the in the morning of the 4th of February 2023, it was a very difficult moment in Namibian history. It was really very difficult moment in Namibian history. It was a very difficult moment in Namibian history where Namibia, we're mourning. We lost, for the first time in Namibian history, we lost our president, post-colonial Namibia, lost our president. And the country was down. But we knew that there must always be somebody because situation produces leaders. There must always be somebody. And a lot of people interpreted the constitution here. And we had a lot of legal representatives, some on social media who say, no, who must, what the constitution is saying, what is unelected president, all those things. However, the gap was filled with Nangolo Mbumba. People had their own expectation. However, I'm also concluding that the president Nangolo Mbumba is a very careful man. He's a very careful man. And he also read the situation of the time, because one of the first statements after a few statements that he made when he accepted that sworn in as a president to take over, he made it very clear to say, I'm not going to run for the office. I'm going to finish what my colleague left. And that is no reading the time, because it was time of, you know, political campaign and people were siding themselves. And it's undeniable to say during the presidency of Dr. Nangolo Mbumba, Namibia was also very peaceful, And it was a moment of, it was a moment in history that a lot of things happened after we lost, Dr. Nkengo. We also lost the founding father. But those situations need time. Those situations need good planning. Those situations also need the state of Namibia to stand out and also show. And also show that, you know, they are able to do what other countries can do, especially at international level. Hosting international guests is not an easy thing. Maintaining their safety is not an easy thing. Accommodating them is also not an easy thing. But, you know, during the presidency of Nangolo Mbumba, those things happen smoothly. And people regard him as an effortless leader. He know when, and he look unworried. But it's a kind of character that a leader need during that time. Now, let us look at leadership characters before we open the line. Leadership characters before we open the line. Leaders are very different because of their personalities. And every person is different. I don't want you to be like, Dr. Mbumba. I also don't want you to be like any other president, because your leadership quality depends on your characters, depends on your personality. There are those bold leaders. And Sandy Nabu, our late Tangerolo, was a very bold leader. He was bold and he was good at what he's doing. He's a different character. Very bold administrator. And when you compare with the late founding father, the project man, boots on the ground and all those things. And also during the time of President, Pamba, very calm, collected, and also a bit of project man, but keeping peace. Now, let us look at situational leadership. Because a lot of individuals, they like calling names to say, why you, why not you? Because in life, there's always a gap which need to be filled. There's always a gap which need to be filled. And it's only the bold men who stand up during the test of time. And to me, I think Nangolo Mbumba is one of them. And that's something that we need to appreciate. Now, I don't want to go to the critics and criticism. I know Namibia, we are faced with a lot of, a lot of challenges, and I'm feeling them also. We are faced with a lot of challenges. And it's a reason we are with this business and economic segment. We are not with this business and economic segment to just praise, individuals, but also to look at how we can, develop our country and how we can move forward. Now, to me, I think the time was not enough to look at economic matters, because it was a time of filling the gap. I think He laid the foundation which could have been laid. He felt that gap. Then it's up for us now to look at the next administration, which is elected presidency, the first female president in Namibia. And also, all these things need to be looked at. How is the transfer of power going to be on the 21st of March 2025? And what is the foundation within that little period of time that Nangoa Mbuba was given, laid for the continuation of democracy in Namibia? Because we are saying for us to have a thriving economy, we need a conducive environment. We need a very peaceful environment. That is now where the context is coming from to say, how is the next administration is going to be, and what is the foundation that President Nangoa Mbuba laid, or the gap that he was filling? What's the foundation that he laid, and what are some of the key things that individuals learn from him? So to our dear listeners, you can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401 or 083-288-401.
Tulisa mardimbo goge pampepo. Zegura sumbango dias ep. Eziza singo hona malisinta kana ugupanare taninaga kumape. Moktunda konkedi zoksimba no buke do marsumo kumaoko. Uza konkedi zompe zoktura marsumo musumbango dias ep pampepo. Guana sumbango suspe sa imba ep. Zuva inyami mokaram tetin sume kusumbango isi. Guana karuhan pepo kumarsumo. Pa internet me ke yoge ruganesa cell phone ding kenyi kara ono pukuru kasi sumbangu suspe aso waswa pukura sa imba ep aso kuret sapo martimbo konon sumo dokuri siga siga dongereka pametu moktura kumwe srongo no kwane sambud zongwa yes gospel martimbo gamwe no vura kura kena musumbangu si kuna karanye the elsin e angano the osherero kuma imbiriro the Catholic Simaneka Karunga, the Africans sing Froda here, and many more. Zene munahara kutulisa marsumo geni musumbangu sa imba ep. Mampepo, tuguanini nye ko 081-2358-063. Ndi ko email digital@omalaid.com.
Siwanasha Namibia. Kamberera oma karunga koe pamwe na imba. Inokara uri kwa nima yesiga. Endera pamwe nethimbo muyuni wa technology. Imonena eimbiro joe mwene kongo dhiyo eyo peke pamwe na imba. Imba oteta pamwe oshiwana no kwanja kakaneka onjimbo moshiwana ashihe sha Namibia. Moka epaka imba otamu adhika ehwata jo onjimbo do ongereka dayoroka. Gashi, ehangano ja Elsin, umaimburiro Joshi Herero, Simane Kakarunga, Jakatorika Karoma, Joshi Mburu, Sang Fortier, no ongereka dimwe. Tudengera nena, ngere oapumba umaimbiro ongereka yoe, lakarega wedwako, koka epa ka imbako, nora hetatu imwe, mbarindatu, tano hetatu, nora hamano datu. Nenge ututumine o email ko digital@omalaiti.com. Otovuruku adha oka epa ka imba ko App Store no ko Google Play Store. Imo nena imba goe nena.
Oulio mnangeshefa na wahara kushivifa oma kuroe kupitira mohorike radio station aweyo Eagle FM. Enya mkuro olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi kono rahe tatu imwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 081-7147-116. Mwamberewa kono rahe tatu natu, mbali o he tatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo mwane oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Estabeleça seus preconceitos de tecnologia.
Dear listeners, we are continuing with business and economic segment. We have around 16 minutes before we come to the end of our engagement. Today we are looking at leadership lessons that Namibians can learn from Dr. Nangoa Mbuba, our outgoing president. And one of the key things that we were looking at is diplomacy and also ability to lead during tough situations. And before we move to another element of the characters of leadership, when you talk about diplomacy is not only the ability to deal with conflicts, but also the ability to understand the situation that you are and achieve the goal without causing any harm or any physical commotion. So let's go to a commercial break, then we come.
Are you ready for a fresh new flavor? Then enjoy the latest addition to the Vintook beer family, Vintook lemon-flavored non-alcoholic beer. It's got the same taste that you love, but now with added lemon flavor to guarantee 100% refreshment in every sip. Now that's 100% real. Head to your nearest store and enjoy the new Vintook lemon-flavored non-alcoholic beer for yourself today. Vintook, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Yes, dear listeners, we are continuing with business and economic segment. We are looking at, we are analyzing the leadership characters of the outgoing president, Nangolo Mbumba. We were talking about diplomacy, and also one of the characters of leadership is also up to task. Being up to task is your ability to jump into the boat anytime, any day, depends on the situation, because you don't need to think twice. When you see trouble, you make sure that you solve it. When you see opportunities which need a gap to be filled, you make sure that you jump into that opportunity and you assist people. Because during those difficult times, Namibia needed somebody who is very calm and also needed somebody who knows how to use his power. And thank God, because other people, if you give them power for a short period of time and they know that they are not going to come back, they will extend it or they use it to that extent that you don't want to give them anymore. But he did not abuse his power. He did not move anyone in the administration. He made sure that, he put everyone at a place that, and he's also have a little bit of charisma. There's also a little bit of charisma that is seen because a lot of analysts, they analyze him as calm and easygoing. And he's also have high level of intelligence and also understanding emotional intelligence, because looking at the background of education and people that he worked with, I don't think it was an easy thing, because for you to be appointed as a vice president by Dr. Gengop, you must show something. And this is telling you to say, maybe he's good at his job. Maybe he was a very good administrator. Because a leader, you must also be very good with administration. You must be a very good administrator. You must be very good with, you must be organized. You must be very good at dealing with people, dealing with finance, and also dealing with critical situations. Because I'm always telling people to say, everyone can be a minister, but not everyone can be a cabinet secretary. We can debate about this the whole day, because everyone can be a minister, but not everyone can be a cabinet secretary, because that is the toughest job, because you are at the center of the whole administration. You are the main agent. And being the cabinet secretary at the beginning of independence is telling you the character of an individual. It's telling you the character of an individual. And apart from diplomacy, we talk about being up to task. We also talk about toughness, because this is a lesson that entrepreneurs must also learn. Because let us gain something from this man. If you are not tough enough, being tough doesn't mean that you fight. Being tough, it means that you stand up, even if deep down your heart you know the situation is very difficult. You stand up. Everyone was able to see during the dark days of Namibian history, the cracking voice of our president, who said, I'm not only mourning the president, I'm also mourning my friend. But at the same time, you have to stand up and do the job. The country is not, because the state must move forward. The state does not need to know whether a person is your friend or not your friend, because people must be saved. Papers must be signed. Diplomats must be sent outside the country. People must eat. You are mourning. You are a chief mourner at your friend's funeral. And you also have that huge task of leading people that you did not expect. And because you are a man enough, because you are tough enough, you have to stand up and do it. Now, leadership is a continuation of, it's not one concept, it's a continuation of, you have to expand the concept of leadership, because leadership can come from various ways, various different, different sectors, different ways, different, personalities. But what is main important is that were you able to do what you're supposed to do? Because lead people somewhere. Lead people somewhere. Now, dear listeners, we have around 9 minutes. We are looking at leadership lessons that Namibia can learn from Dr. Nangolo Mbumba. We also look at the leadership philosophy. We look at the directions of his thinking. We look at the economic philosophy. But when you look at the economic philosophy and you look at his leadership views, it's very difficult to determine, because it was in a very short period of time. It was following the plan which was there, because he indicated that he was following the plan which was there. He was following the plan which was there, and he was concluding what his friend and his former supervisor started. But let us look at the relationship of Dr. Nangolo Mbumba in international, the relationship of Dr. Nangolo Mbumba and also international affairs. Because Namibia became one of the countries which hosted the United Nations Forum for the Future. And it was under his tenure. And we also look at difficulties in terms of drought. There were a lot of negotiations which need to be done for the country to continue eating, because last year, just after the dark days, then he has to declare Namibia as drought, as a state of emergency. Then you also have to make sure that you negotiate with other countries. One of the countries which came to our aid is China. And those are some of the things that you can say. Somewhere, somehow, he did very well in that very short period of time, and maintaining the plan of process, system, and institution. Now, Namibians, dear listeners, characters analysis, we don't directly criticize people. We look at individuals on what they have contributed to history. Because every man has what he's done, which is good, and also which is bad. Because one philosopher said, a man who tried to be good at all time, he will become the worst among all men. Because if you are trying to be good all time, you embarrass yourself. You embarrass yourself because you try to be genuine. You try to be genuine, you try to be yourself. There are things which individuals do well, and there are also things which individuals do bad. But if the good outshine what you did bad, then you are a very good individual. And then you are a human being. If you have good and bad side, you are a human being. So, dear listeners, we have around 6 minutes before we come to the end of our discussion. Because what thinkers talk about leadership, particularly a leader of the state, people talk about philosopher king, somebody who have to, not really to say educated, but you have intellectual knowledge, and you have theory, and also practical element of leadership. So you went to school, or you learned through formal informal education, and you were also able to think beyond tomorrow. We're able to think beyond tomorrow. Then we also look at were you serving the people? Did people continue being served? And one of the very important things is also protection of rights within individuals, because the founders of the state, indicated that individuals did not need to negotiate with the state about fundamental rights, because they are innate rights which individuals are born with. Then you have to submit them to the state. And the custodian of that is the head of the state to protect the rights of individuals. And I think to that part, he did what he can. He did what he can to move the ship to the offshore. And also, we only have a few days before we get into the new administration. So, dear listeners, it's always very important to make sure that you air your views. And it's also very important to make sure that you give your contribution, you give your criticism, you come up with your questions, and you also come up with constructive criticism which can move us forward. Because leadership drive the economy. Leadership drive any part of human beings, whether you are at the private sector, whether you are at non-governmental organization, whether you are at the government, whether you are at a faith-based institution, whether you are a traditional leader, leadership drives economic agenda. And leadership is the only way people are being served, and it's also the only way resources are being distributed. And Namibians, what I've seen to many, not all, is that we have a culture of criticizing everything a person is doing, even if not understanding, and being always criticizing individuals without understanding their point of operation can also make us very blind to see the good in other people. That's why when somebody did something and you notice it, even somebody that you don't like, even somebody that people say they are their enemies, you must be able to say, even if I'm not telling this person, at least I appreciate what you are doing, or there's something that I can learn. Because if you are not learning from people that you don't like, then you are blind enough to that. You can't learn anything, because every situation can teach you. So, dear listeners, the time is 1857. We are moving on with business and economic segment with me, David Shombe. We are looking at the leadership lesson that the individuals can learn from Dr. Nangolo Mbumba. We are talking about diplomacy, we talk about resilience, we talk about toughness, and also strategic thinking, ability to think about the future, not only about yourself, but ability to think about the future, because he understood that Namibia was at a critical juncture, and new leaders were already preparing themselves to take over. That's why if you are thinking ahead, you can also be able to save yourself from a lot of troubles. Then you retire in peace. So we have around 1 minute before we come to the end of our lesson. Just like I said, thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to Business and Economic segment. Thank you for your kind attention. And it's always very good to see you commenting on the work that we do. And it's also always good to see you commenting on our social media platform. Ask us questions. And also like our page, share our page, Eagle FM Namibia, Facebook, Twitter, and also Instagram plus LinkedIn. And make sure that you download our e-paper, that of course the Villager newspaper, that is coming out tomorrow Wednesday, every Friday, and also every Monday. And what is very interesting is also that we have our app. In a situation where you are not able to listen to us from your radio, or the network is not networking enough, you can also download our app, which is of course Eagle FM Namibia. Then you'll be able to follow our current programs, previous programs through our podcast, and also you can download our Imba app. Download Imba app. Imba app is an application that you can listen to different hymn songs from Oshiwambo, Uchiherero. And also, you can also listen to other local languages. So for me, David Shombe, thank you very much. Until next time, till tomorrow, and make sure that you prepare for the 21st of March, where we are going to see history being made in the Namibian history. And yeah, I'll leave you in the good hands of Uncle Fly and also Narovanda with their program Omtuma. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Tulisamar dimba goge pampepo. Zegura sumbangu dias ep. Eziza singo hona malisinta kana ukupanare taninaga kumape. Moktunda konkedi zoksimba no buke do marsumo kumaoko. Uza konkedi zompe zoktura marsumo musumbangu dias ep pampepo. Guanas mbangu suspe sa imba ep zuvainyami mokaram tetin sume kusumbangu isi. Guana karuhampepo kumarsumo pa internet meke lyoge ruganesa cell phone ding kenya.